Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is so wonderful to be in the service of the Lord once again. Today we have made it to a beautiful day in the Lord, and we are grateful that you have joined us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Wednesday. It is the 12th day of May, 2021, and the Lord is doing great things, is marvelous in our eyes. He is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's in him we live, move, and have our being, and we know that there's nobody like our God. So we just give him honor, glory, and praise because he is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. Without him, we would be nothing. We would be like a ship without a sail, tossed to and fro on the sea. But because of him, we have stability, and we appreciate the fact that God helps us each and every day, and he is patient with us. So we're grateful for his patience, and we are grateful today that he has allowed us to be here for such a time as this. And this is a great time to be here at the service of, in the service of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nothing better than knowing God and being able to just praise him, because we know without him we are just not going to be able to make it. So I thank the Lord today for just his love, patience, and his goodness towards us each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Oh my God, we just praise you this morning. We magnify your name, oh God. We know, Father, that there is really nobody like you, Lord. We thank you, God, today because you are sovereign. You are perfect, Lord. Your answers are yea and amen. Oh my God, we just thank you so much because we are trusting and depending on you everything in our lives. But this morning, Lord, we just want to give you the praise. We want to honor you, Lord, with all that we do. Oh, my God, you're the greatest thing, oh, God, in this world. You're bigger than this world. You're the one who formed this and fashioned this world, oh, God. Oh, my Father, we thank you that you put the stars in the sky. You put the moon in the sky. You made the earth, oh, God. You made all the constellations, oh, God. And, oh, my God, you formed man in your very own image and blew into man the breath of life. My God, we thank you for the breath of life this morning. Yes, we do, God. We thank you, Lord, today for just the fact that you care about us and you have no respect of person, and what you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. My God, we just praise you this morning because you are faithful to your word, oh God. We know that your word will not go out and return to your void. It shall accomplish that which you please, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for your word, oh God, and that your word is perfect, oh God. And Lord, we know, Father, today that you sent your only begotten son, your beloved son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. Yes, you did. He gave his life for us so that we could be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and be on fire for you, God. He gave his life, Lord, so that we could prepare for eternity, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for what you did and going up that hill, Golgotha, and bearing all the pain on your back so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing today, oh God, and healing is the children's bread. We thank you, Jesus, for just calling us friend, and we know that you're a friend who's closer than a brother. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. We thank you, Jesus, because you're the one who sits at the right hand of the throne of God, and you are interceding on our behalf. Oh, my Jesus, there are so many things. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, yes, you are, Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost when you left the disciples. When they were here on the earth, they could no longer talk to you personally when you left. So we thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning. Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, we just thank you for that Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord, we know that it teaches us, it reminds us of who we are, it guides us, it leads us. So, Lord, help us to follow what you're speaking to our hearts through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, this morning we realize that we must repent. Each and every day we must die daily of our sins, oh, God. We must work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling, Lord. So, Lord, help us all to have repentant hearts, oh, God, that we will come and even forgive those who have hurt us, oh, God, so that our prayers will not be hindered. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. Lord, we pray that we will continue to rise as an edifice higher and higher in you, God. Hallelujah. My God, today we have made a decision, oh God, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, oh God. And Lord, we know this is our reasonable service, oh God. So, Father, today we know that you're the one, oh God, who has effectually worked in us, oh God. You energize us, oh God. You create in us the power and the desire both to will and to work for your good pleasure, for your satisfaction and your delight, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that you sing over us with joy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you sit in the heavens and laugh at the devil because his time is short on this earth, oh God. So, Father, we thank you that we will not draw back. We will not shrink in fear. But then you will not have any pleasure in us, oh God. Lord, we realize that we were bought for a price purchased with your preciousness and paid for by your very own Son. Hallelujah, Lord. That is why we honor you, Lord. And we bring glory to you in our bodies, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. We realize, oh God, we called on you in the day of trouble, oh God, and you delivered us. Oh, my Father, and that's why we honor and glorify you, oh God. We rejoice because you delivered us and drew us to yourself out of the control and dominion of darkness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. You've brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today that you have transformed us into the kingdom of your Son of love, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we confess and praise you, oh Lord, with our whole heart, oh God. And we will glorify your name forever, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We're bond servants of Jesus Christ. We receive and develop the talents which you have given us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We want to hear your words, oh God. Well done. You good and faithful servant, oh God. When we get to the end of these lives, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We make use of the gifts that you have given us, oh God, according to the grace that you have given them to us, oh God. Each and every one of us is blessed with a different gift, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it be gift of prayer, oh God, gift of love, Lord, gift of just being patient, Lord. The various ways that you have blessed us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today that we will use those gifts for your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we will let our light shine before men that they will see our good works, oh God, and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Oh, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, we allow our lives to lovingly express truth in all things, oh God. We will speak truly, oh God. We will live truly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, whatever we do, oh God, no matter what it is, oh God, we will do it as unto you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for blessing us to be a blessing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and all across this land, oh God, there is a need for you, Father. And Lord, we thank you for our families, oh God, as our families are coming to Jesus Christ. Our families are repenting of the sin that they are in, oh God. They're repenting, Lord. We don't care what they look like right now, Father, because in the future they're looking so much better because they are serving you, God. They have made Jesus Lord over their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray, Father, that you will continue to just be patient with them, oh God, and give them opportunity. And we know that you have, Lord, but we know, Father, today many have not received you yet. So we thank you, Lord, today that many more are coming. our sisters and brothers, our nieces and nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our children, our children's children, oh God, are coming into the kingdom to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, oh God. And Lord, those of us who are already in the kingdom, Lord, help us to be stable in you, oh God. Help us to not fall backwards, Lord. Oh, my Father, I come against and bind up the backsliding spirit. But, Lord, those who have backslidden, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, today that you are still married to them, oh, God, and you want them, oh, God, to return to their first love, the love of Jesus Christ, oh, God, the love that they had for you, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, I pray for every stumbling block that may try to come our way, that it is removed in the name of Jesus. Every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us or to us, oh God, we bind them up in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come against every stronghold, God, that would try to imitate us, oh God, that would intimidate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. My God, Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy's hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the strength this morning, oh God, for each and every sister and brother who is in the body of Christ, oh God, that you have the strength to hold on to your unchanging hand. Lord, even in the times of trouble, and we're in troubling times today, oh God, oh, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today that you help to heal those who have COVID. Lord, there's a serious issue over there in India, oh, God. Many people are dying, oh, God. We pray, Father, today that you will help that country and help all around the world, oh, God. Deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus from the sickness of the COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, move right now all across the world, oh God. There are other sicknesses and diseases, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we need you in these last and evil days, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the healing, oh God. And we pray and bind up the demon of Cain, that murdering demon. In the name of Jesus, Mokosheta, heal today, oh God, those, oh God, who have evil in their hearts, oh God, who would want to harm somebody, oh God, want to take somebody's life, Lord. The jealous spirit, we bind that jealous demon up right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that people will have peace about their lives, oh God, because you're the one, oh God, who blesses each one according to what you desire. God, in the name of Jesus, my God, help us all to rejoice when somebody else is blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because our turn is coming, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, cover our children, oh my God, we thank you that our children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so we pray, God, today for our children to come to the knowledge of the truth. It doesn't matter how old they are, oh God, or how young they are, as they understand you, oh God, help them to understand that they need you today, God. They need you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We just praise you, God, today for deliverance all across the land, oh God. We pray for the leaders of our country, oh God. All this bickering, all this fighting, all the dissension, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, today for Jehoshaphat, oh God, how you showed us, when he came and asked you, Lord, to help, Lord, that you caused his enemies to fight one another, oh God, and they destroyed each other, and Jehoshaphat did not have to fight, God. Lord, we need something like that to happen in our world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our enemies will begin to fight each other, oh God, and destroy each other, Lord, so that they will not continue to harm your people. My Father, we thank you so much, oh God, for your intervention, oh God. Oh, Father, many times we need to just be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, and the enemy we see today, we will see them no more forever, as you did for Moses, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We just praise your name, God, because you have done great things down through the years, all through time, God. And Lord, this is our time to be blessed, oh God. And we thank you for the blessings of the Lord upon our lives that make us rich and add no sorrow to it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we're blessed and they cannot be cursed, oh God. And when the enemy comes against us one way, he must flee seven ways, oh God. And when the enemy comes in to eat up our flesh, he will stumble and fall, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, today that we have that power, oh God, to speak your word, God. And we know, Father, today when we speak it in faith, oh God, because we do have having faith as a grain of mustard seed. And we speak to every mountain, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that it shall be removed and cast into the sea, no matter what mountain we may be facing, oh God. Different ones are facing different mountains in our lives, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you are the strong deliverer, oh God. So we thank you for deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we realize that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this present world, against wickedness in high places, oh God. So, Lord, we pray that the high places will fall, oh God, as you help us, our feet to climb as hind feet, oh God, up the mountains, oh God, that we are rising, oh God, as an edifice higher and higher in you, God. And Lord, as we give you praise, oh God, we realize, Lord, that we will not be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our request known to you, Lord, and we know it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. It is so in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. So I thank God today for everyone who is here. And we're just going to find out. You'll just give your names, and if you're not able to pray, just say listening, and we're just glad that you're here and that you're in agreement with what we're doing this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Mayor Budge and Maker, and I just came on the morning to join you in prayer.
Amen, Pastor. Good to hear your voice this morning. Thank you for being here. God bless you.
God bless you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You want me to go ahead and pray now?
Yeah, go ahead. That's great. Go ahead and pray.
Father, we thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this beautiful day. We thank you for the rest you gave us on last night, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and this morning. Father, we just acknowledging you in this prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us this morning to hear prayer. Thank you for waking us to prayer, Lord, this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, when you make the way for us, Lord, Lord, we have to walk in, and we tell you thank you this morning. Lord, we honor you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord, being our Savior. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Now, we acknowledging you, Lord. I agree with the prayer that went forth, Lord Jesus, thanking you right now, Lord Jesus, for the prayer warriors this morning, Lord Jesus. We are acknowledging you in prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are acknowledging you in prayer. In Jesus' name, we are acknowledging you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you told us in your word, Lord, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And that's what we're doing this morning, Lord. We're calling unto you this morning. Lord, it's some things we don't know, Lord. It's some things that we don't know, Lord. It's some great and mighty things we don't know. And it's some things we just don't know. So, Lord, we're calling unto you this morning, Lord, to give us the revelation of the things, Lord, that we don't know. Lord, you know exactly what we need to know. You know exactly what we need to do. Lord, you know exactly where we need to go. So, Lord, we come unto you this morning. We're looking unto you, the author and finisher of our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're looking unto you, Lord Jesus, to give us great and mighty faith. Show it to us, Lord. What we need to do, Lord. Show us what we need to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we tell you thank you this morning. Lord, we honor you this morning. We give your name the glory. Lord, we praise you. We honor you, Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name this morning. Glory be to your name, Lord. We praise your name. We magnify the Lord of hosts. God, we praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, creating us a clean heart. Wash us thoroughly, Lord Jesus, from all iniquities. Wash us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. You said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purify us more and more, Lord, so we can see you clearly and clearly, Lord. Cleanse our minds. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse us up, Lord. Clean us up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we tell you thank you this morning. Lord, we honor you, Lord Jesus, and we give your name the glory. You told us to honor you, Lord Jesus, with our first increase, Lord. Our first increase, and this is our first increase this morning. Lord, when you open our eyes, God, we tell you thank you this morning for the eyes you open, the ears to hear, Lord Jesus, this mouth to call unto you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we tell you thank you this morning. Order our steps this day, Lord. Lord, direct our path. You know exactly where you want us to go at today. You know exactly who you want us to meet today. Whatever your will is, Lord, for us today, Lord, help us to walk in the center of your will. Lord, that's the safest place to be, is in the will of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. You say your people are in perfect peace. And God, we tell you thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, if there's anything, Lord, that was hindering our prayers, take it out, Lord Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to pray, Lord, and call unto you, Lord. Help us to seek your face like never before, Lord. Help us to seek your face, Lord. You see what's going on in Macon, Georgia. Lord, you see all the killing. Lord, you know all about the killing. Now, Lord Jesus, you know what it's going to take, Lord. Lord Jesus, you know what it's going to take. Lord, we know it's going to be commotion. We know it's going to be trouble in the land. It's already been prophesied. It's already been established. It's going to be troubles in this world. Lord, you say in this world we're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. We have overcome the world. We know there's going to be things coming up. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree this morning. Lord Jesus, whatever can be shifted, Lord, that these killings, Lord Jesus, will subside, God. Do it in the name of Jesus. Do it, God. You know what's going on, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Innocent people, Lord, being killed, Lord, for negligence, Lord. Oh, God, we come against that spirit, that destroying spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. But we come against the spirit of Satan, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, you know how to do it, Lord. You know what to do, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, you gave us the word, Lord Jesus. You said if you could send pestilence among your people, Lord, if you causing some things that you allowed to happen, Lord, you said if my people would just call by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven. Lord, you will forgive our sins. Lord, you will heal our land. Lord, make them Georgia and this whole land in need of healing, Lord. Heal this land, Lord. Heal it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal it, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk in the right path. Lord, lead us and guide us in the right path. Lord, our children, Lord, help them to walk in the right path, the path of righteousness, Lord. Our grandchildren, Lord, help them to walk in the right path, the path of righteousness. Help them to find that good path, that old path, and walk therein, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, sanctify us, white women. Sanctify us, Lord, wives. Sanctify us the more, Lord. You said a sanctified wife will sanctify the husband. And you said that about the husband, too, concerning the wives. Sanctify us the more, Lord. Sanctify us the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk in the Spirit. Help Help us to walk in the Spirit, Lord. Help us to walk after the Spirit. We won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord. Help us to walk after the Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we tell you thank you this morning. Lord, we honor you this morning. And we give your name the glory. Lord, you're worthy of all honor and praise. And we praise your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning. We tell you thank you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. And we glorify your name, Father. We thank you this morning. And we glorify your name in Jesus' name. And God, we tell you thank you. God, we praise you this morning. Lord, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we acknowledge you this morning. You said, in all your ways acknowledge me, I will direct your path. Lord, I acknowledge you in even 9 o'clock prayer. When I come on in the 9 o'clock prayer, Lord, give us what to pray, Lord. Lord, you said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. You don't know. You don't know, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what you need to know. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. Lord, we honor you, and we give your name and glory. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Did you say your name was Pastor Carol?
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor. Is your name Pastor Carol from Macon?
Pastor Butch. Pastor Mary Butch from Macon.
Oh, Mary Butch, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your prayer this morning.
When I was at Save-A-Lot the other day, I met you. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Well, praise God. Praise God. We appreciate your prayer this morning. We will continue. We'll go ahead and get the rest of the names. And if you're not praying, just say listening, and we will continue in this hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. All righty.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Darlene. Apostle here. Glad to be in the service.
Okay, Apostle Horsley, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Good morning, everyone. And I'd like to thank Pastor Fletch for joining us. I met her up at the store in Macon. God Fletch, I just want to thank her for joining us. I invited her and she showed up. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you for your reaching out to others. God bless you. Anybody else?
Good morning.
Good morning, Scholastica. You're listening in agreement.
Okay, Pastor Scholastica, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Sister Mary, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Anybody else?
This is Glenda.
Good morning.
Okay, Sister Glenda. You were breaking up a little bit, Sister Glenda, if you will repeat what you said.
I was just saying, good morning, this is Glenda. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Deborah, just listening.
Okay, Deborah, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Lois. I'm listening.
Okay, Sister Lois, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Well, we will continue our prayers this morning. So we're going to ask our Sister Mary if you will pray next, and then Apostle Horsley. Let's do it in that order, and then we'll go from there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord God. God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We come in your presence, oh, Lord God. Come before you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh, Lord God. God, come. We come this morning, Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God. To thank you, Lord God, for this gathering this morning on this prayer line, Lord God. So thank you, Lord God, for the many voices, oh, Lord God, and the intercessions, oh, Lord God, that is going out for our nations, oh Lord God. God, we bless you this morning, God. We give you the glory, Lord God. And most of all, God, we thank you, Lord God, when we have gathered together, Lord God, in your name and on one accord, Lord God, in unity, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you are here, Lord God, in the midst of our prayers, oh Lord God. You're with us, oh Lord God, as we pray, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, making our petitions before you, Lord God. Come, Lord God, honoring you, Lord God, and giving you glory this morning, Lord God. And come, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God, for how you just lift us up this morning, Lord God. Woke us up this morning, Lord God. Woke us up, Lord God, with joy in our heart, Lord God. Giving us strength, Father God. Giving us a song of praise, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for being in the midst of us, oh Lord God, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, as the your works continue to open up this morning, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we adore you, Lord God. We thank you for the wondrous works that you do, Lord, whether it's the sunshine, Lord God, the rain that's falling, Lord God. God, the elements, oh Lord God, that only you, Lord God, know of and can provide, oh Lord God, for the healing, Lord God, of our land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we give you glory. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine favor, Lord God, that you have upon our lives this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for our prayers, oh Lord God, that has gone before gone forth this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever need there is, oh Lord God, that you will meet it this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Meet the needs, oh Lord God. We send forth the word of healing, Lord God. You said send the word, Lord God, and they were healed, Father God. They were delivered, Lord God. So we send the word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for healing, Lord God. Healing, Lord God. Healing in our land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we cast the cares upon you, Lord God, for you know, Lord God, for we know, Lord God, that you cares for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So those, Lord God, that are sick among us, oh Lord God, we just pray for healing right now, healing to begin to take place in their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Heal the pains, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We cast our cares for you for you, we cast our cares, oh Lord God, to you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you would do what you said you would do, Lord God, for you gave your son, Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, that we may have life, Lord God, and have it abundantly, Lord God, and more than that, Lord God, have it eternally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you for healing, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, healing our land, Lord God, healing those brothers and sisters, oh Lord God, that we know of, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. But there may be many, Lord God, but you know them all by name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So we're praying, Lord God, that you touch them, Lord God, right now, Lord God, where they're at, Lord God. Mental illness, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying, Lord God, for a renewed mind, Lord God, for those, oh Lord God, who are mentally disturbed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would renew their mind this morning, Lord God. You gave them the mind of Christ. That was the only mind that we should have, Father God. So, God, right now, we're just praying, Lord God, for healing and delivering, Lord God, praying for restoring, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Reverse those situations, Lord God, with those people that have lost their way, Lord God, through this mental illness, having any kind of mental challenges, Lord God, where they don't even know who they are, Lord God. Because, God, we're praying right now. We're standing in agreement, Lord God, that you are the restorer, Lord God. You are the restorer, Lord God. And we're praying, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for one mind, Lord God, one mind only, Lord God, to be in them, Lord God. And that is the mind of Christ Jesus, oh God, a mind to do good, a mind to do right, a mind to to love, to give a mind, a steady mind, Lord God, a steady mind to even seek your face, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We know that there's power in healing, Father God. There's power, Lord God, even in your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, God, as we continue to thank you for healing the body, Lord God. May we see with our own eyes the great works, Lord God, that you will do, Lord God, in these individuals that need to be healing, Lord God, even in our land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being a restorer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory, and we just praise your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We continue to give you glory and honor you for your divine favor and your works, Lord God, that is mighty, that you will do this even this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Mind stayed on thee, Lord God, not on the things that is that's so complacent in this world, Lord God, but our mind, Lord God, stand on thee, Lord God. Stand on a God that heals, a God that knows, and God that sees all, Lord God, a God that walks among us, a nothing that is new under the sun in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you know all, Lord God. You are in all, Lord God. You said, Lord God, this earth is the Lord and the fullness of, and they that dwell and all that dwell in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, those things that may be concerning us, oh Lord God, may your people, Lord God, your people of faith, Lord God, don't get weary, Lord God, and caught up, Lord God, in what is being said, what is in the news, Lord God. But we may stay focused, Lord God, on you, Lord God. Stay focused, oh Lord God, on the one that can heal, the one that can deliver, the one that sees all, the one that knows all from the beginning to the end and in the end to the beginning, Lord God. God, let us stay focused on who you are, Lord God. We as prayer warriors, oh Lord God, as we're seeking your face, oh Lord God, believing you, Lord God, knowing who you are, Lord God, knowing that you do great and mighty things, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient, Lord God, for all, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, not falling to any temptations, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but going forth, Lord God, knowing that there's power, Lord God, in your name, Lord God. There's healing in your name, Lord God. There's deliverance in your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You are able, Lord God. You see all and you know all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we stay focused, Lord God. We keep our mind, Lord God, stayed on thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We look, Lord God, above, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, knowing, Lord God, that there is great favor in you, Lord God. There is love, Lord God. There is abundance, oh Lord God, and there is mercy, Lord God, in you. There is grace, Lord God, in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we stand firm, Lord God, on your word, Lord God, on who you are, Lord God, in our lives, oh God, who you are in our lives, oh God, and who you are to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory this morning. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We say hallelujah and glory be to your name, Lord God. And as we are in what they say, huh, part of the week, Lord God, this Wednesday, Lord God, we continue to go forth, Lord God, just as we started, Lord God, with grace, Lord God, giving you glory and honoring you, Lord God, for your favor, Lord God. We continue to walk, Lord God, in knowing, Lord God, that there you are mighty in our land, Lord God. You are mighty, Lord God, in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We said, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Jesus. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Did you have a change of heart? Did God speak to you? Did you make a start? Did you have a change of heart for my Lord? sometimes. You feel trouble and you feel so all alone. There is a home. There is a home. But there's one thing you must do. It would surely take you through. You must have a change of heart for my Lord. And if there's any doubt, you just cast the devil out. And you have, you get to have that change of heart for my Lord, for my Lord. It's in the name of Jesus, God, when we come to this hour of power and prayer, Lord God. Under the teaching and the privilege of Pastor Dolly, by the show, Lord God, we have come to unite our hearts in love, O Lord God, and to stand in unity, O Lord God, in the one accord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, especially at this time, O Lord God, with different pandemics, O Lord God, that are in the earth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the civil unrest, O Lord God, we address it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for everybody who has that you allowed to come, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and those that wanted to come, O Lord God, and just wasn't able to get here this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless, O Lord God. We thank you for all the healing and deliverance, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer answers, O Lord God. Many prayer has been answered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We want to thank us, the people here in the circle, O Lord God, and all of those that have prayed for Brother Campbell. They're working things out. He didn't lose his job. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the God that worked miracles so great, God. There's just none like you, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come to unite our hearts in love, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, everyone, and all the participation that's going on here in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're God all by yourself, O Lord God. Besides you, there's not another, O Lord God. Lord God, your word declared that you looked all over, Lord God, and searched all over, Lord God. And when you couldn't find no one in any type of way, O Lord God, no way, Lord God, that was greater than you, Lord God, you swore by yourself, O Lord God, that in blessing that you would bless, O Lord God, and multiply that you would multiply, God. God, I thank you for saving our children, O Lord God, and our grandchildren, O Lord God, as far as you should call the day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you that we're here, O Lord God, and we're in the one accord, O Lord God, and we're not divided, O Lord God. Therefore, we're able to stand, O Lord God, all these many years, O Lord God, by your will, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you continuously bless, O Lord God. That you would bless Minister Chris, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move it by your spirit and by your power, God. And he's standing in need of jobs, O Lord God, or in dire straits, O Lord God. We pray that you bring him out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, give us a mind, O Lord God, to serve you, O Lord God, and to press into the spirit more, so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that the time is very precious to us, O Lord God. Lord God, the days are going by so fast, O Lord God, but we praise you, O Lord God, because you said you would have to shorten the time for the elect's sake, O Lord God, and the time looks like it's getting very short, Lord God. It seems like, O Lord God, before you look at it, something's happening. It's always happening, O Lord God, Lord God. Any case of Akayo Son and Akayo Sea, God, the shooting, O Lord God, and the murder, Lord God, even on other continents, O Lord God, is everyone, O Lord God, is just at civil unrest, O Lord God, in their spirit, O Lord God. But we thank you, God, for this hour of power and prayer, Lord God. We could come to worship you, O Lord God, here Monday through and Friday, Lord God, and corporate worship, O Lord God, in the visual prayer, O Lord God, and to be able to glean from your word, O Lord God, with the scripture of the week, O Lord God, and all kind of encouragement going on throughout the day, O Lord God, somewhere we could call in, O Lord God, and text in, O Lord God, and just leave the burden there, O Lord God, and gleaned by many people, looked upon by a lot of people, oh Lord God, and prayed, oh Lord God, day and night, oh Lord God, whatever time it comes up, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this platform here in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we just come to glorify your name, oh Lord God, I see God, and to praise your name, oh Lord God, and to feel the presence of the Lord here this morning, oh Lord God, in a miraculous way, oh Lord God. Begin to heal and touch, oh Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement with the prayer, Lord God, that the prayer has gone up before you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So, Lord God, we came, oh Lord God, just to stand in your presence, oh Lord God, as you anoint us with fresh oil, oh Lord God, and continue out through the rest of the week, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So yours be the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. I pray that if everybody's not feeling 100% today, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, and by your age, so to know, hallelujah, power, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God. Bless the pastor's grandchildren, Lord God, my grandchildren, whosoever have children, grandchildren, Lord God, and great-grand, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the request for Sister Mitchell family, Lord God, and the son, oh Lord God, that the gangs are after, Lord God, oh Lord God, that you avert that situation, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Our hearts are filled with praise, oh Lord God. Our hearts, our mind, our soul belong to you, Lord God. Lord God, we come to praise you, oh Lord God, because we worship you, Lord God, because of who you are, Lord God. We echo Shitanaka. As the pastor sung the song, Lord God, there's just no one greater, Lord God, no one greater than you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer, deliverance ministry, Lord God, in this hour of power, Lord God, with the saints and the friends, oh Lord God, that come, oh Lord God. Lord God, continue this, oh Lord God, to bless us, oh Lord God. Hold it together by your word, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you bless the wife and that you keep her, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And that you strengthen those, oh Lord God, that have their prayer requests, oh Lord God, even those desires of their heart, oh Lord God, to have a companion, to have someone that is spiritual filled and know how to treat the man or the woman, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they will walk together in unity, God. We pray for all the newlyweds, oh Lord God, that we have heard, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There might be someone else, hallelujah, God. June is busting out all over, Lord God. Maybe there'll be a June wedding that we can hear about, oh Lord God, and pray about them, oh Lord God. God, we pray for those that have marriages, oh Lord God, and marriages that are stressed, oh Lord God, that they would love one another, oh Lord God, and work things out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, realizing that there's not anything too hard for you, Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing, oh Lord God. We thank you for the laying down. Glory to God in the early rise. See God this morning, oh Lord God. You didn't have to do it for cold. What you did, God. God, we pray for the government system of this United States, oh Lord God, that you'd look at it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're the only one that could correct that which is wrong, oh Lord God. God, we pray about this COVID shadow, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that what they're doing, oh Lord God, that it will rest, oh Lord God, that the shot does not have any defects, oh Lord God. It's going to pop up later, oh Lord God, and hurt, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we trust in your holy word, oh Lord God. You never failed us yet. So we need to see, hallelujah, the praises. You alone are worthy. God, we bind the powers of darkness, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bind confusion in the mind, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. Pray that you keep us, oh Lord God, from those attacks that just come to the mind, oh Lord God. The minute there's something that doesn't go right, oh Lord God, it comes in, oh Lord God, and brings doubt there, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We realize, oh Lord God, in Hebrew, Lord God, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord God. But you're a rewarder to them that diligently seek you. And we thank you for this time of prayer. We say, hey, close ye. We thank you, Pastor John. And I just feel very close to the praises. In Jesus' name, God, so we praise you, we worship you, we set ourselves in agreement, we say hallelujah, hey, holy, holy, are you, Lord? Amen, amen, thank you, okay, glory to God, thank you, amen. We thank you, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're thanking God this morning for all these prayers. And as we are praying, I'm hoping that as you are listening, that you are just reaching out to the Lord to receive whatever it is that you need in your life. You don't have to wait for specific prayer for your situation. And as we share, we are reaching out to the Lord as ones are praying, whatever they're praying for, there's something you may be in need of, we know that the Lord will supply it for you. And so as we continue to think about what God has given us in the Word this week, he gave us, the scripture of the week is in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 3, verses 24 through 27. I'm going to read that, but then I have a few other things I want to share this morning. Mark 3, 24 through 27 says, "And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. 25 says, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Verse 26, and if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand but hath an end. And verse 27 says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." So just a reminder, when there's division, there's opportunity for the enemy, the devil, and anybody else who may be trying to destroy something or somebody. They have an opportunity as a result of division. So where there's unity, there's strength. So when we have our families, we have our marriages, there needs to be unity in the body of Christ also, unity in the homes and in the body of Christ. Because when we have unity in the body of Christ, we can come against the tricks and schemes of the devil. So as we go through our day, let us keep in prayer this situation with the oil, the gas, the cyber attack on the gas system, because I have seen gas jump 40 cents a gallon since the weekend. I saw gas 40 cents less than it was yesterday. So we need to pray that God will help that situation there. So I just want to read a few scriptures concerning our thoughts. So the first one that I'm going to read is in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." So this is letting us know that our minds, our thoughts need to be on the Lord. And he will keep us in perfect peace. There are times when things are just so out of order. Things are happening so rapidly. And it seems like sometimes people feel like if it ain't one thing, it's another. But if we trust in the Lord and we know who he is and what his word says, you will be at peace. You will have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So just keep our eyes on the Lord, keep our thoughts on the Lord, and know that he will deliver it. Deliver us from everything. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." So the Lord is directing us. He's telling us to think on those wonderful things, those things that are honest. Whatever it is in your mind, we realize it from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you have things in your mind, things that are on your mind, you're going to talk about those things. And so we want to have good thoughts in our minds. We want to have good things that are lovely, things that are good, so that when we are talking to other people, I mean, all of this points us to how we can draw or push somebody away from the Lord. And what we want to do is draw people to the Lord. We want to talk about good things. We want to encourage people. There are times when people are going through things, and they may call you, and they may share what's happening in their lives. Sometimes people call to vent. But at the same time, we should have in our hearts, we're going to pray for that person. Sometimes you need to just say, okay, sister, okay, brother, let us pray about that so that they can start thinking about those good things. And the Lord is telling us to think on good things. And so, you know, each and every one of us, we can direct our thoughts. We can change our thoughts. We don't have to continue to think on things that don't make sense or things that are going to pull us down. Sometimes people are dwelling on things that are so harmful and so hurtful that it pulls the whole countenance down.
And then you begin to lashing out at other people. So we want to think on wonderful things. And if somebody says something about you or to you that is negative, just reject it. Just speak it quickly. You know, I've had to do that over my life. You know, people may be saying something negative to me, and I'll just tell them immediately, I refuse that. I reject that right now. And then there are times you're on the phone, somebody may be saying something negative to you. Just say, I refuse to receive that. And then just maybe let them know we need to just get off the phone right now because I don't want to hear anything else negative about me or anything about my situation. So, you know, we want to think on things that are good so that we can share those good and lovely things with other people. Now, here's another scripture, verse I'm going to read. It says Proverbs 23, verse 7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the thoughts that we have an impact on what we see in our lives, because this is the word of God. That's what the word says. For what so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So many times people are thinking that they're no good, thinking that they're just nothing, because sometimes people have said things to a person to feed their minds, to feed their spirits, and then these things begin to dwell in your heart. And then when those things dwell in your heart, then you begin to see those things manifesting in your life. So we want to think on good things. We want to think on things that are good for us and for our families. And so let me just read another scripture before we leave here. This is in the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, verse 23. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So we want the Lord to help us. You know, when you find yourself thinking about negative things, just call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. If you can't say anything but Jesus, 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 just call on the name of the Lord, and we know that he will hear you. We know he already knows what we need, but there are times we just need to just speak his name, and that will get rid of some of those negative thoughts or negative words that somebody may have said into your life, and then you can begin to think on those things that God would have us to think on. We're going to think about wonderful things and see God moving mightily. And when you think on those things, you'll begin to speak those things that God would have us to speak. So I thank God for each and every one of us here today. And as we're at the top of the hour, I'm going to make some declarations, which I like to do at the end of the hour. And I do appreciate our pastor, Mary Butch, coming in to share with us this morning. We appreciate Sister Marie for inviting her, and we appreciate all the prayers from our pastor, Mary, and then also Mary, our own Mary, and then Apostle Horsley. We appreciate all those prayers and everybody in agreement with these prayers. So this morning, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we have all the whole armor of God. In the name of Jesus, I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions, hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars are coming to us. According to our faith, so be it done. Some people are believing for just hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we shall resist the devil and he flees from us. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord is with us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. So I pray and thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing to good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will see a 30 blessing, some 60-fold, and some 100. And I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord and our fathers make you 1,000 times more than what you are, and blessed as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he is going to help us to walk upon those high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow as Apostle Horsley will be leading us. And we know that God will bless us as we come together once again and be unified. We will not have division in our house and at any place that we are a part of. We will not have division, but we will be unified with the Lord, and we will see God doing great and mighty things. Amen. Go in peace and be whole.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.